be a king or queen. That's the title of this brand new book. I love this. Finding Our Laws, Kings and Queens. Our guest this segment is Jay Barnett. He's a former professional football player, author, and inspirational speaker. He recently released his first book, Finding Our Lost Kings and Queens. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Good morning, Mr. Barnett, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I guess I should be saying welcome back. You were here a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir.
We got good to have you back again. Now, you're from Gunnison, Mississippi, huh?
Yes, sir. Gunnison, yeah. Mississippi.
When the last time you went back home?
I was back home back in October.
Okay.
I did a book signing back home. And,
okay.
I was back there, spoke in my junior high school that I went to.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to graduate high school there because we moved to Texas.
Yes.
But, that was the last time I was back in Gunnison.
Well, that's great.
All 850 people.
Yeah. And you also graduated from Tarleton State University with a bachelor's degree. And what was your area of study?
Business administration.
Okay,
with a study in Kinesis. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you got drafted from Tarleton State to...
I was a free agent and kind of bounced around. Went to the Packers and had a workout. Had a little stint there and didn't get signed back or, mm-hmm. or didn't get signed on. Then spent a couple of years in Arena Football League, and after that, that was the end of that.
Well, hey, you know, but it opened some doors for you. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, it really gave me an opportunity to find myself because after football was done, I actually was just lost. So I had to spend a couple of years just, you know, trying to find myself and actually fell into deep depression after that because, you know, that was my childhood dream, and, you know, I pursued it for so long, and it was the only way I was able to deal with my anger.
Yeah.
And so when I didn't have that support system, which was football, man, I was just, you know, a lost young man. And so.
So were you in little peewee football and all of that as a kid?
No, actually, you know, unfortunately, down in Mississippi, you know, being one of the poorest states in the unions, a lot of times, you know, we didn't have access to activities such as peewee football.
Yeah.
So a lot of time you had to wait until you was in junior high.
Yeah. So you just played on in the backyard with a cantaloupe, huh?
Played in the backyard. or we played out in the street. So
yeah, I know we did the same thing to the sand pit in the middle of the street. Yeah, I understand that. But I understand that even as a young man, even as a in school, you were you had a lot of self-confidence, and you were always working to better yourself, even as a youngster.
Yeah, even as a youngster, I was a very precocious kid. Mm-hmm. I was very beyond my time, but a lot of times the kids or the teachers didn't know that, you know, my dad, which was a very profound pastor in mm-hmm. the state of Mississippi, and so they was going through a divorce after 15 years.
Wow.
And so I was hiding a lot of my pain behind the sports and behind different things. And so I was a kid that was very angry, a kid that was very, very disrupted. I mean, I was a AB student, a very talented kid. I was in gifted classes. But when my parents started, you know, experiencing those issues, I mean, I took a whole different path.
Yeah. Now, you later after football, you started, wanting to help the young people avoid some of your pitfalls. You started a couple of programs. It's the Me program and,
yes, sir.
And the We program.
Yes, sir.
Which came first?
The Me project came first, which is the Men of Excellence program.
Okay.
And then the We came later.
Now, what inspired the Me project?
The Me project was really inspired by my story that I tell in the book, mm-hmm. going through all of those different areas of just disappointment and, you know, just really not understanding who I were or who I was, because I'd identified myself so long through football.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to do is build a program that was effective, a program that can be real and transparent, and which better to use myself as a case study.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, the young men, if you can't identify with anything, you identify with, you know, what is around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I use the acronym, you know, understanding that you are a king and understand that you're a queen. You know, understand that you are the ruler of your territory. You are in control of your kingdom, which is you, the individual. You are in control.
Okay. We're going to get more into that in a moment. But, folks, his book is called Finding Our Lost Kings and Queens. It's Jay Barnett. That's our guest this segment. Our phone number is 713-390-5102 if you'd like to talk with him, perhaps ask a question. And we want to hear from you. Now tell us about finding our lost kings and queens. Nice cover. In fact, we've got a picture of it on our website, myhoustonmagic.com. But tell us about the book itself.
Well, the book about itself, I give empowerment strategies on how to deal with the young generation of this time, really providing parents, teachers, and anyone that is a mentor with the tools that would be effective on building the gap or closing the gap in between this next generation. This generation is a very generation. I call it in the book reference to Generation I, Generation iPad, Generation iPhone. I want this. I want that. And I don't want to work for it.
Yeah, they worship at the temple of the perpendicular pronoun. I.
Yes, sir. And so this book, it goes, I'm very transparent with my story. I'm a survivor of two suicide attempts, a drug overdose. And so I'm very transparent because I believe when you can be transparent and be real, it allows people to connect with your story and to connect with you. And I think that's very important. Something that I look for after my parents' divorce and not having true guidance or leadership from a strong male figure. Because, you know, we have this misconception sometime as the perfection or human perfection. And so a lot of parents don't really display that, hey, I'm not going to always get it right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not going to stop me from striving for better. Or there was a time when I wasn't who I am now. And I think the youth need to see that and understand that life is about who you are becoming and not what you get. So
it's a journey.
It's a journey. And that's what success is. It's not a destination. It's a journey.
Right.
And so.
Absolutely. Now, how does, at what age was it that your parents divorced?
I mean, 13.
And is that the period of time which you had the depression?
I mean, right. Yes, sir. And I dealt with depression from 13 to like my late 20s when I started seeking counseling for it. And I was suicidal all through college, you know. All-American athlete, all-conference, and no one knew that I was dealing with suicide thoughts and being on suicide watch and dealing with a lot of depression issues because my mother was homeless during the time we was in college. And so, you know, I was just dealing with so much and it just had me in a place where I hid a lot of the pain under the helmet. And I talk about that in the book. And that's what most athletes do, especially when it comes to young men, especially most African-American young males, is that they take their pain and they hide behind the ball. Mm. And when the ball can no longer support them, they find themselves lost.
Now you talk about the concept. Tell us about the concept of the kings and queens as it relates to our young people.
Well, the concept of the kings and queens is really providing a sense of identity and understanding who you are, that as a king and queen, you are a ruler. So as a ruler, serving is part of your job description, but that is not who you are. You don't serve. You know, you are the ruler. You make the choices. And so understanding the concept is that you don't have to be servants to the negativity of music, social media, and all of the negative influence that the society provides. So you have a lot of the young people in this generation, they just follow what is popping.
Yeah.
They follow what is new. They follow what is trending. So no one really have taken the ownership or the responsibility that, you know what, I'm a king.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to, you know, do what these lyrics, you know, tell me how I should treat women or how I should act. And I tell them, when you can identify with who you are, you can identify quickly with who you are not.
Right.
That music may say that, you know, black men or black women this and that, but I'm a king. So I am not identified through the negativity and
your leader, not a follower.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and it's so important. I think that the mind is it's something that one has to develop, and it has to train,
right,
so that they instinctively do the right thing,
right,
rather than having to check with their peers to see which way they should go.
Exactly.
Because I find that a lot of folks identify with their persona on Facebook or wherever. And they live on Facebook.
And they live by it, man. And it's a false reality.
Yeah. I mean, everybody is a prophet and a sage.
Oh, man, don't get me started, man.
Trying to figure out how to pay the rent, you know?
Everybody's a self-proclaimed motivation speaker. Right. And, you know, all these, me personally, I'm not big on the word motivate because it's a myth.
Yeah.
You know, because I tell people, I'm not a motivation speaker. Those are hype men.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be inspired for change. And when you are inspired through something, it creates a desire within you.
Must have the enthusiasm.
Exactly.
Ethos.
Because you really don't get motivation until you get results.
Yeah.
So I can create a seminar, a workshop, providing parents with the effective tools on how to be better parents and how to connect with this generation.
Mm-hmm.
But until you put the tools to work, you're going to say, oh, this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try it and it works, now you're motivated.
Well, like they say in the 12-step community, it works if you work it. It won't if you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Exactly.
So you've got to work. You've got a title here, the Self-Destructing Queen. Tell us about the Self-Destructing Queen.
The Self-Destructing Queen starts off with a piece, short story that I wrote called She Will. And She Will is basically, it was influenced by the song Lil Wayne wrote, She Will. And basically, She Will is about a young lady that would do anything and everything. Mm-hmm. And so this story, man, is very powerful because you hear all the things that this woman would do. I mean, she's leaving her kids in the car to go hang out in the club. She's doing all of these things. And but what she's not willing to do is to tell the guys that she's sleeping with, the guys that she's doing all these things with, that she's HIV positive. Mm. And so that story is very powerful. And the self-destructing queen is that these queens don't understand who they are. So society has built this perception on who they should become through Instagram, through the photos, and through all these things. And here's what I tell the young people when I speak to them. Here's what you have to learn about this society and about this world. It won't deliver what it promised.
Right.
It'll promise you that you're going to be this person. You're going to have confidence. Mm-hmm. But it won't deliver it because you'll give all of yourself and it still won't render you the validation that you're seeking. And that's what most young women are seeking, acceptance and validation.
Sounds like a crack addict chasing that first high.
And here's the thing. You're never going to get it again.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. Let's go to line one and talk with Kim. Kim, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Jay Barnett. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Mr. Barnett, I would like to ask you, please, please, do not stop talking to young people. I myself am on the way to visit a young person, family member, in a prison. I can hardly make it there because I keep pulling over because I cannot stop crying. And I just admire you, and I want to check with the prison to see if, indeed, I can go online, order your book, send it to him. At 20 years old, 22 years old, it's really sad to be so angry and end up in a prison because of your anger. So I would like to ask you if you please, please do not give up on young people, and please know that it is something else to have this topic this morning and not turn around from this young person myself. I'm very close to this place, like 30 minutes away. It's so long from where I live, 3.5 hours, but I'm going forward. And I promise you, not for the radio, I promise you, I will try to see if I can get his book online and send it to him and see if he will please, please listen to your story. Please read it. Please learn. Please just come back from it. And Dr. Trumbs, I definitely will contact you with your law office.
Okay.
Just to make that comment also.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll be giving that website to get the book. And, of course, you can get it in all the usual places.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble's Kindle edition.
Okay. Thank you, Kim, for your call. And it is so very, very important. And the thing about it is that this book is the basis for the foundation for your curriculum for the Me and the We program.
Yes, sir.
Now, where do you see, where are the particular programs located? The ME program, which is for the young men.
That's right now is located in Marcella Intermediate School in the Aldine School District. And The girls program is located at Provision Academy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had them on
the sunny side. Yes, sir.
Now, how did being a professional athlete prepare you for your present career?
Well, the diligence mm-hmm. and the persistence and the discipline
mm-hmm.
and how it prepares me, because I think, you know, discipline is doing what you don't want to do sometimes. But when you do it, you know, like you love it.
Right.
And so, you know, starting this program 3 years ago, and then we just went nationally with the girls program. And I was very, very scared because no man has ever started a girls program and headed the girls
yeah.
program. But I can tell you, you know, when God gave me the vision for it, I was scared, and I just went forward. And when I tell you the response that we're getting, and we started out at Provision, we did a ceremony for the young girls. When they graduated the ceremony, they got crowns, they got, you know, certificates, and really made them feel part of something. And if anyone wants to go watch those videos, you know, we video everything, they can go on my YouTube channel, Jay Barnett.
Great.
But
just J-A-Y?
Yes, sir.
B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's the website?
The website, www.themeproject.net.
Okay. And the book, it's Finding Our Lost Kings and Queens, Strategies for Empowering Our Future Kings and Queens. It's a very, very important piece of work here. Now, as a part of obviously being an athlete, you want to get your mindset correct, but how talk to the kids about the importance, everybody for that matter, the importance of eating healthy, working out, and developing one's spiritual self.
It's very important because it allows you to process information, and not only process, it allows you to comprehend information. I mean, when you look at, you know, this generation, they're just overwhelmed with information. They're overwhelmed with just, you know, so much so fast, but they don't have the wisdom on how to handle it. And I think the two components that are very important is developing your mind mentally,
mm-hmm.
you know, because before I speak to the young people, I do spoken word, something that I never really knew that I could do, but I've always had the gift of writing.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we hide the gifts that we have
yes.
because of the things that we're going through, because it wasn't cool to be a writer,
mm-hmm.
you know, back then. You know, everybody wanted to play ball.
Right.
And so that was my thing. And you know, being able to memorize all of these different pieces that I write and to be able to deliver my message takes a lot of discipline and, you know, the right foods
yes.
to get your brain to trigger. And so, you know, developing your spiritual side as well. You know, I'm in constant prayer. Because this warfare is not a lot of people want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people tell me all the time,
yeah.
like, man, how do you deal with 12, 13, 14-year-old kids? But I love it.
Yeah, it is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, you're available for speaking engagements around
Yes, sir.
The city?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm available for speaking engagement. And the next speaking engagement would be next Sunday downtown at St. John at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And so anyone that have young people, bring them out. 10 a.m. service, and I'm going to be speaking down there on a topic called What's Love Got to Do With It?
Okay. What's the, yeah, that's what the rappers say. What's love got to do with it? You know, yeah, just well, that's another topic there. But, and I know you have a number of topics you speak from, but I guess the theme, the most important theme is helping people to be the best they can be. And,
yeah.
And make a positive contribution to the community, and you can make your mama proud. I think you've probably done a lot.
Oh yes, sir. If you can identify that you are a king and a queen, you can understand where you want to go in life, because I think it gives you identity and it gives you direction. And when you have the direction, you have vision, and vision gives you purpose.
Yeah, and without vision,
people will perish.
That's absolutely. I just love this book. These titles are incredible. Criticized with Love, The Power in Isolation. Wow, this is amazing. This is great. Work plus dedication minus procrastination equals success. Wow, this is good. I think I'm going to get one of these for myself.
Yeah.
You got to autograph it, though. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Jay Barnett, one more time, your contact information?
Contact information is www.themeproject.net, and you can send us an email at info@themeproject.net, and you can follow us on Facebook, Jay Barnett, Instagram, King J Barnett, and Twitter, J Barnett.
I'm going to start calling myself King J.
Yeah, you should, man. You're a king.
Yeah, I'm a king. I'm going to wear this sweatshirt. I'm a king. Yeah. Try it at home. We'll see what happens. But anyway, one last question. All the fellas want to know this. Who were you betting on for the Super Bowl?
Oh, my money was on the Seahawks.
Yeah, I did. I was for them, too. And I didn't know if they were going to win. But, you know, when those Jets did that low flyover and you saw Manning's eyes, did you see it at the beginning of the game?
Yes, sir.
His eyes bulged, and I knew something was going to happen. And he thought it was, you know, some other issues going on. We saw the Jets going over. But then when they missed that first safety.
He should identify with him with his kingship.
Absolutely. it was over there. But, hey, J. Barnett, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being a part of the program and really appreciate all you're doing for the community. Keep on doing what you're doing, and may God be with you in all of your success and the positive impact you're making on the community.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me this morning.
All righty.